Start 1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. President Biden will hold a rare solo news conference Thursday. It may be his last chance to quiet those who want him off the ticket. Peter Mayer is a CBS News contributor and former White House correspondent.
The White House knows there's no real make-good moment following last week's disastrous debate, but this news conference will be the president's first real opportunity since that face-off to show how he can publicly react on his feet. He can expect some tough questions from reporters about his age, his health, and why he wants another 4 years in office, a term that would end when he's 86 years old.
PowerOutage.us says more than a million homes and businesses in Texas don't have electricity. CBS's Omar Villafranca says some of them may not get their power restored until sometime next month.
Some Texans escaped the severe heat and humidity at local cooling centers.
We did try to rough it out. I'm not going to lie. We did.
What happened?
It just got too hot.
Cooling centers stay busy during the day, but they close at night and people have to go elsewhere. CenterPoint Energy told us that they've restored power to more than 1 million customers. Full restoration for more than a million other customers? That could take weeks.
The FAA is investigating a close call of two airliners that looked like they were about to crash into each other at the Syracuse, New York airport.
6421, runway 28, clear to take off.
Clear to take off runway 28, 6421.
Wait, who's cleared to take off on 28?
The sound from liveatc.net, the American Airlines pilots who flew the plane from Reagan National Airport in Washington, sounded the alarm. Researchers have found there's no real safety benefit from systems that partially automate your driving.
The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, looking at insurance claims involving BMW and Nissan systems that control your speed and help you steer. But researcher Jessica Cicchino says they don't appear to prevent crashes.
Those are a convenience feature and not a safety feature.
Other systems referred to as active safety, like automatic braking, do keep vehicles from crashing. Jeff Gilbert, CBS News, Detroit.
Opening statements were made in a courtroom in Santa Fe, New Mexico, in the involuntary manslaughter trial of actor Alec Baldwin. CBS's Elise Preston is covering.
Jurors saw video from the crucial moments after cinematographer Helena Hutchins was gravely wounded.
Can you open your eyes for me?
Baldwin's team put all the blame on those in charge of firearms on the film set.
A man from Oregon charged in the death of an original cast member of Walt Disney's Mickey Mouse Club television program from the 1950s has been sentenced to just over 4 years in prison. 41-year-old Daniel Berta pleaded no contest this week. He was a live-in handyman at Dennis Day's home in Phoenix, Oregon. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Protesters are out with their plans for a parade near the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's Stuart J. Waddles.
The Coalition to March on the RNC 2024 will begin their demonstration at Red Arrow Park, crossing the Milwaukee River four times and then entering the soft security zone. Organizers say the march, scheduled for noon on Monday, aims to bring protesters as close as legally possible to the convention while respecting court-ordered boundaries. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Expanded Amtrak service in Wisconsin is a hit with passengers. More than 18,500 people rode the Borealis trains between St. Paul and Chicago during its first month. That's about 300 passengers on each trip. Wisconsin's transportation secretary calls the data promising. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Pirates sink the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Pittsburgh Pirates have struggled to get above the 500 mark, but last night they beat the Brewers at AmFam Field decisively, 12-2. The Pirates with five home runs in the game, including a grand slam. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
You know, we've been the underdogs all year, so it's like when you get in this position and you throw out a stinker like that, it's hard to formulate. It doesn't feel right.
The Crew remains in first place, now four games ahead of St. Louis. Pittsburgh in third place, now 44-47. College football, Oklahoma State head coach Mike Gundy in hot water after making this statement at Media Day following the arrest of his star running back Ollie Brown for a DUI.
So I looked it up on my phone. What would be the legal limit? Like in Oklahoma is 0.08, not to get into the legal side of it, but I thought really two or three beers or four. Well, I thought I've probably done that 1,000 times in my life.
That's Oklahoma State's Mike Gundy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, a few clouds around, some patchy fog forming, upper 50s by daybreak. Our winds will be light. After the fog lifts, mostly sunny skies for Thursday, lower 80s for highs with a slight chance of storms as we head through the afternoon hours. It's 66 at our studios.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday morning includes our Women Win Wisconsin segment, powered by Motherhood for Good, this week with State Assembly Rep Francesca Hong.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. On ABC News, you can look at the headline, why I can say numbers good. Why 538's forecast hasn't moved much post-debate. Polls move a lot in the fall, and the fundamentals are still good for Biden. The polling average has only moved a tiny bit, and the odds of victory, because odds of victory are not only based on the snapshot moment polls, there's still those sort of Lichtman fundamentals that are still good. This is not me saying there's nothing to see here, move along, do not discuss this, go Biden, go. But I do want to offer that view. I think the people who think they have it completely figured out, I don't know, I don't think anybody has it completely figured out. The thing I definitely know, and that I'm going to say until I'm green in the face or purple, or you pick your color, is continue to work locally, continue to work on voter registration, continue to work on state-based pro-democracy coalitions, continue to work on at-scale or neighbor-to-neighbor advocacy as well as voter registration, continue to write your members of Congress, continue to work on congressional races that build brick by brick a movement that can be a pro-democracy coalition in this country. That's the thing I am sure of. Everything else, I don't know, fun to talk about. Let's go to Mark from, how do I pronounce the name of your town? Is it Celestine?
Can you hear me, Jeff?
I can.
Okay, it's Celestine, like Celestine Prophecy.
Thank you very much. I feel embarrassed that I mispronounced the end of it. I'm embarrassed. But go on.
That's okay. That's fine. That's no problem. My question is, and if I was running Joe Biden's campaign, here's what I would do. I would start his political commercials. I would start with Donald Trump addressing his supporters and then the mob trying to crush into the Capitol on January 6th. Mm-hmm. Then I would, in the sandwich middle, I would put all Biden's accomplishments about how he's a man of democracy. Then on the end, I would say, does this man look to you like to be a leader of democracy? Then show the crowd again, once again, trying to overthrow the election in 2020. And that's my comment.
I appreciate it.
I don't see how anyone does not see that in this situation.
It is remarkable.
This election is more about democracy than anything else, in my opinion, sir. And I thank you for taking my phone call.
Mark, I appreciate the phone call. Let's go to AJ, who's got a word of the day from La Mesa, California.
My word for today is patriotism. And I want to couch that in terms of Project 2025 and those behind that effort to turn our democratic, constitutional, and explicitly secular republic, which the founders created, into a perverted neo-fascist theocracy, wrap themselves in the flag, albeit often of the Confederate variety, and crow about their patriotism. For as Dr. Johnson was famously quoted by James Boswell, patriotism is the last refuge of a scoundrel, but often omitted is what then followed, and I quote, "But let it be considered that he did not mean a real and generous love of our country, but that pretended patriotism, which so many in all ages and countries have made a cloak of self-interest. And that's from The Life of Samuel Johnson, 1791, page 253.
Would you send that in? You can hit me on the Twitters at Jefferson D. Smith, or you can send it into the show. I'd actually like that, because I like both pieces. When Donald Trump hugs a flag and then gets a bobblehead made out of himself hugging the flag, that is almost literally clothing himself in the veneer of patriotism in order to cover self-interest. And I think the Samuel Johnson line is apt, and appreciate very much the phone call, AJ.
Thank you, Jefferson. I'll email that to the program, since I don't do social media. My social media consists of the comment sections to the New York Times, the Washington Post, and the Los Angeles Times.
That probably makes you smarter. Michael, you're on the air.
Hi. I'm calling because the word is history. I'm thinking about 1968. Johnson was
You have a kind of weird sound today. Going on, Michael. I think I already understand your point, but you had kind of a weird background sound. Keep trying.
Yeah, okay. Johnson decided not to run for president, and that actually he was a very good president. Vietnam was his problem.
Yep.
And the Democratic convention that year was raucous.
It was a disaster.
Both outside and inside, and yep. That was in Chicago, and it's in Chicago again this year.
Yep.
And I do not want the president to drop out. I think he's been a good president, and compared to Trump, he's 100 times better.
He's on
than
Mount
Trump.
Rushmore. Yep. No, Michael, I appreciate the call, and I appreciate the analogy to LBJ. I'd thought a bunch of times about the analogy to the 1968 Democratic Convention. It was before my time, but it's well written in history. And that there are those who would like to see a second coming of that kind of convention, one where legitimate and justified anger takes over the event, is quelled or unquelled, and both the anger and the quelling ends up being the story rather than the objectives of the party, the objectives of the candidacy, the objectives of the president or would-be president. And all of that is lost amidst chaos. And then there's a case, then the counter case is, look, they're chaos, you can't vote for them. And when I say this is complicated and people aren't spelling it all out, and people say, oh, let's have a brokered convention. My dad, for instance, he loves the idea of a brokered convention. He's been a delegate, would love the idea to be there, of being there when there's a brokered convention. Is that you'd have folks, and including folks who have been protesting recently on college campuses, who would be using it as, hey, this is our chance. They'll be doing that anyway. But if that is not managed, then there is a genuine risk that the story of the convention is not anything about how Donald Trump needs to be defeated, or any vision for a better democracy or a better country, or how the world needs to work better together, any critical, important, unifying message. But the message is, I don't know, a bunch of garbage. And LBJ stepping down, another point by political science professor Jim Klonowski, head of the political science department, University of Oregon back in the day, and former head, not at the same time, but former chairman of the Democratic Party of Oregon, as it happens. He's an activist, and his wife, Ann Aiken, ended up becoming a federal judge. A marvelous woman. And he said, oh yeah, but for Vietnam, that's a big but for. But for Vietnam, LBJ is one of the top five presidents in United States history. That was Konosky's take. And his decision not to run again, man, I appreciate the phone call and the perspective. It's an important one. Bill from Williamsport, Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Yes, Jeff, here's the idea. The word is preoccupied. Let's say that where you are working you found out that it's surrounded by FBI, police, Homeland Security, and there's something going on, but you don't know what, but it's something intense. Now,
you got 10 seconds.
I'm trying to tell you that Biden is preoccupied. He has to pardon his son. That's his problem. How can you, with the surroundings of something happening to your studio, and you talk to me? That's what happens. That's what's happening to Biden. He has trouble keeping his thoughts.
What I hear Bill saying is that Biden is preoccupied with what's happening in his own family. That's an interesting view. 202-808-9925. We'll be back.
Let's face it, life can be stressful. It can be overwhelming. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and immune system, too. But here's the thing, you can handle it. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. Louise and I enjoy Just Calm because it supports better sleep so we can wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. All this with a money-back guarantee. What do you have to lose? For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm at justthrive.com with the promo code TOM. That's like getting a month for free. To learn more about this groundbreaking company, don't miss our special podcast about Just Thrive. Take control today with Just Thrive.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Credit scores affect a lot. Mortgages, renting a place, car insurance rates. Some employers even check credit scores before hiring people. So last month, Consumer Reports and Work Money got thousands of people to check their credit reports for errors and tell us what they found. The results were shocking. Almost half of the participants found a mistake on their credit report. That's a lot of mistakes. About a quarter found serious errors that could damage their credit score, and about a third found errors about their personal information, like name or address. So, go to annualcreditreport.com. Get copies of your credit reports. They're free. And take a look at yours. If anything is off, let the credit agency know right away. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you, too, can live and serve part-time, close to home, by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Dr. Marty, did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there is one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble, canned food. Because when dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids can overheat and create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. Might mean you need to rely on a teleprompter. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system, make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. It's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw. You don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable. It's mess-free, full of nutrients. Tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Something you'll find delicious. You can save up to 54% off, more than half off, of Nature's Blend, and receive a free bag of Cod Krispies. The dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511. Text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. In the break, we had word of the day, obfuscation, and a listener had a legitimate, it was a concern or observation that politicians often use the move of declarifying, if I may use that word, issues rather than clarifying them. One thing I do is I help, and I could use help often myself, to be clear, but I am occasionally useful at preparing speakers. I work with executives and people who give like TED talk sort of things and help them find their song. And the most important thing that we do at the outset is trying to find the hard part. I stole that from a law school professor of mine. Said the key thing to doing well, a law school exam here, and I went to a fancy law school, and I was a public school kid, and I was scared that I would flunk out. And so I soaked up the information. And he said the key thing to doing well in a law school exam is finding the hard part. And as I've said to others before, I didn't really understand what he meant. But I didn't understand what he meant enough that I've thought about it for 20 years, thought about it for a long time. And I now understand it a little bit better. One of my critiques of political communication, maybe always, certainly now, more of the time, is that so much of modern media training and modern political training is avoiding the hard part. When asked about something like immigration, trying to avoid the tricky parts, trying to avoid, if you're a Republican, trying to avoid the fact that, yeah, our economy ain't going to work without migrant labor, that, in fact, our economic growth is not going to work without a flow of immigration. It's just not going to work. That includes a bunch of supporters for Republicans. And by the way, it can be uncomfortable for a Democrat to say, oh yeah, how is a social safety net going to work if it is combined with a fully open border? That is a weird combination, not necessarily tenable. You've got to manage that. You've got to be able to plan. If you're going to have programs and plan how many people are in those programs, well, how are you going to count? Well, one way to be able to count better is to be able to count how many people are in the country, including the inflow into the country. And that can be uncomfortable to say as a Democrat when one of the things you're wanting to do is not be racist, to be inclusive, to recognize that we want a welcoming country, to know that the Statue of Liberty is one of the coolest monuments in the world, and we want to welcome people, and at the same time, all right, well, there are some tricky realities, right? Also some tricky realities of life south of the border now. So what is typically done by modern political communicators is they only say the easy part. And they say the easy part, and the way to define the easy part is to say the thing that you know your audience wants to hear. If you're a Republican, you only say You only say the thing about, oh, darn people south of the border, they're going to get us. They're going to get us. And if you're the Democrat, the only thing you say is, oh, they're putting kids in cages. They're being racist. And by the way, there's a lot of that that resonates with me. I think that far too much of the saber rattling at the border is rooted in ethnocentrism and in racism and in jingoism and in xenophobia and all of the othering that happens. I think that drives most of it. I think it's a legitimate conversation. But if that's the only thing we talk about, then we're avoiding the hard part. And the hard part is actually the work of policymaking, which is legitimate immigration policy, smart immigration policy. And that has to cover various interests. But so that I recognize that I'm not just down the middle like a yellow line in the middle of the road and a dead armadillo, is that what I also know is that the reason smart immigration policy hasn't been passed is not because it couldn't be crafted, it has been crafted. Not because it couldn't find bipartisan agreement among bill crafters, because on multiple occasions it has. But because on both occasions, or is it three? On each occasion, a wing of the Republican Party said, no, we've got to kill it. We can't let it happen. We can't allow for anything that would suggest that we think it's okay for people other than people who look like Fox News viewers to move to this country. And we can't remove it as an issue from our would-be dictator Trump so that he can distract from anything else by getting people scared of what's happening south of the border. So, anyway, I appreciate the word of the day, obfuscation. I have got my views, I've got my ideologies, I've got my biases, I've got my things I'm right or wrong about. But I hope that one thing that we'll try to do is occasionally get to the hard part. And it's one of the reasons I honor and appreciate this audience so much, is it's the smartiest, I'll take it smartiest, we'll go smartiest. It is the smartiest political talk show audience in Christendom. It exists in the country. And all you need to do is listen to their phone calls and compare those to the others, and then you'll know. All right. So, we're on a break. Kevin, Carol, Francesco, we'll be back with you in just a moment. Back with your calls. Get the Tom Hartman Show. I'm Jeff Smith. Honored to be with you. 202-808-9925. Speed round coming up. I pronounce five different than most people.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs Blue and Chewy absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now
now to make a reservation for just $99. And you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
CBS News Brief. President Biden hosted NATO leaders at the White House Wednesday night.
To NATO and to our neighborhood of nations, may we continue to grow stronger and closer in all the years ahead.
The president has a solo news conference scheduled for Thursday. Just how does it feel in the unrelenting heat of Los Angeles County? This woman lives in the town of Lancaster.
It's miserable. The heat is terrible. You can't even walk outside. You get this thing of hot air hit you right in the face.
Temperatures have been above 110 degrees in the town for seven straight days, a record. The trial of actor Alec Baldwin on involuntary manslaughter charges has begun in Santa Fe, New Mexico. CBS's Elise Preston is covering it.
His defense attorney using the one phrase that could become crucial to this case.
The prop gun was placed in Mr. Baldwin's hands and cold gun was announced.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The former warden at the Waupun State Prison is waiving his preliminary hearing. Randall Hepp's lawyer is also withdrawing a motion to have a felony charge of misconduct dismissed. Eight other former prison employees also face charges for allegedly mistreating inmates. Marriage equality is making gay people happier and healthier. That's according to a new study from UCLA. Abby Goldberg is a psychology professor who says same-sex relationships are stronger and more secure.
They have access to health insurance. They are physically and mentally healthier. They're able to share the challenges and work of raising children.
The same study finds 80% of same-sex couples are concerned politicians and courts could take their rights away. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. 2024's summer blockbuster movie season has finally arrived, but studios are already looking two summers into the future. Shrek 5 is officially in development, according to Variety. The entertainment rag reports that Mike Myers, Eddie Murphy, and Cameron Diaz will all return and lend their voices. DreamWorks says the film will hit theaters July 1st of 2026. The Hawktua girl, a.k.a. Haley Welch, has trademarked the phrase Hawktua. The hawk part is kind of gross and could have been corrected if Haley had spent $8 on a neti pot. Nevertheless, according to TMZ, rumors are swirling that the Queen of Foreplay is in talks to develop her own reality show. TV producers have taken an interest in Welch after her appearances on several podcasts and learned that spittle is not the only thing that comes out of her mouth. Using her words, she comes across as pretty dang likable. With her newfound fame and bedroom talents, you can be sure there will be a long line of suitors wanting to be Mr. Hawktua Girl. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, a few clouds around, some patchy fog forming. Upper 50s by daybreak, our winds will be light. After the fog lifts, mostly sunny skies for Thursday, lower 80s for highs with a slight chance of storms as we head through the afternoon hours. Right now, it's 64.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's talking on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at maxincradio.com and listen live on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2 across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, it is the final leg of the VP Olympics. Does Trump go with the weird guy with the beard, man from Florida, or the governor that nobody's heard of? We discuss.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
And thrown up in the middle of the debate. It doesn't matter this year. It doesn't matter even who the candidate in the Democratic Party is this year. This is a different... The fact is that this is a different election from any other we've ever had, because it's not about so much who's running on the Democratic side. It's what we're voting for this year. And you have a choice to make. You can choose to keep our over 240-year democracy, which has made us the greatest country in the world, or you can have an insane tyrant, a con artist and a liar and a criminal, take us down, stomp on the Constitution, and turn us into a Putin-style dictatorship.
Well, Carol, when you put it that way, it sounds like a hard decision.
Yeah, it is a hard decision for a lot of people, and that's what I don't understand. How could you possibly want to vote to take down this country?
Yeah.
I just don't understand it, because that's exactly what he will do.
Yeah.
And when he rules it, he won't even rule as well as Putin, because at least Putin is intelligent. Excuse my voice.
Well, I appreciate the call, and I appreciate your support of the show and all your kind words, Carol. You be well. John from Newport, Oregon, beautiful place.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good.
Word of the day is stew. Trump stew.
Stew is an S-T-E-W?
Right.
All right.
As in Trump stew, which I've sort of been writing a series of things about it.
All right.
But this is Witch's Brew number 2017, a.k.a. Trump stew. And I've come to think of it as like El Diablo putting a stew together on Halloween of ingredients that Trump provided with his first year in office.
All right.
Starting out with tradition, goes like this. You start with the eyes of Newt. It goes wild here.
You're giving us a poem right now. Yes, John?
The beginning of the poem starts out with tradition, and then it sort of flies wild and abstractly through to his previous convention. Okay, start with the eyes of Newt, then add Coors beer and poop. Let reason be damned. Now you think tanks are slammed. Into this brew, throw disease, maybe two. Add Hep C and Coke, K-O-C-H, and Pruitt and smoke. Toss in Muslims and Jews, then add NPR News. And though there's more than a few, add Fox's whole crew. Now, give it a stir and set the whole world to blur. With hurricane wind and ice getting thin, free coal from its hole like some hidden black soul. Frack oil from the soil, like blood from a boil. Now set it afire, that's the devil's desire. From the rapture's burst scenes, pour the horrified screams of mothers and brothers and sisters and folks whose crime was to think they were in on your jokes. One of honor or power or glory you spoke, it was just a sick mind you were trying to cloak. Toss in the nuclear football, the blacks, hippies, and queers. Stir that pot as it boils. Don't let it settle or clear. In go the victims of fire and famine, along with whatever is left of the salmon. In go the monkey, the walrus, and whale. Hee-hee, it's best when you grab 'em just under the tail. Now there's still room in the pot, though they're spicy and hot. It's time once again for your convention night props. The rage of the party, your clan, NRA, and Joe, the bad cop. The delusional cheers, whoa, watch the top. And keep an eye out for witches and bitches and beer brewers, too, for too many cooks is one more than you. Trump stew.
John, I
signed
appreciate
it. First, he's come for the others. John McKinney, I, too, am other.
John, from Newport, Oregon, thank you very much. We've got the smartest set of listeners of any political talk show there is. Thank you for calling in. Let's go to Michael from California. You're on the air.
Yeah, my keywords are elevate Trump to Secretary of State. And the out-of-the-box solution I'm proposing for this crisis is that the entire Biden administration come out with a statement that the role of a leader of the free world is too big to be given to one dominant male anymore and requires something more like a council of elders, which the cabinet could be elevated to, with him in the role that utilizes his international experience, just like Hillary did, and elevating everybody up and then having a figurehead coordinate the input of all the members of the cabinet.
I appreciate the call, Michael. Here, something that I have been a little bit disappointed by is that other than John Quincy Adams, there is not a meaningful tradition of ex-presidents working in government. And I think something, particularly when that is a person of goodwill and who is a sort of pro-democracy leader, I think something is lost. I think Obama has more to give. And I don't think it just has to be making movies with his family. And I think Al Gore had more to give and did give some more, did more than Clinton and more so far than Obama. Did try to build pro-democracy institutions and has been involved in various good projects, but maintaining a commitment, and Clinton went and did the Clinton Global Initiative and worked on his wife's political campaigns. But I would like to see a couple things. One, it is an interesting the specific suggestion if Biden were to decide that somebody else was the better standard bearer and wanted to pass the baton before the election and before the convention, to still be part of the team and say, hey, we're not going to have a team of rivals, but we are going to have sort of a coalition of brilliance, of prestige and experience. That is an interesting proposal. I'd take it to that bigger point that if we can have a culture of service, and I don't know why it doesn't happen more. I have a few speculations. One, it's probably because presidents get tired, right? It's like, listen, I gave at the office. I have to assume that's part of it. Another rationale I can imagine beyond that is that another president could be threatened if a former president was there on their cabinet, wondering kind of who was loyal to whom. But I think that Biden could probably avoid that. Anyway, I think it's a creative suggestion. Let's go to Larry at Fort Bragg.
Oh, hi, that was quick. Can you hear me?
Yep.
Oh, good. I have a word for you, convention. And I know it might have been said earlier in the show, but if Joe is going to give his war chest to Kamala, he has to wait to be picked at the convention. Then he can do that so she has more money.
Interesting. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Francesco from Sarasota, Florida.
Yes, hi, Jeff. I didn't have one word. I have two words that drive me crazy, and they are not again. Let me give you a little background. I was a big Bernie supporter in 2016 when he lost when Hillary was nominated. I went and worked with Hillary, because I grew up in Queens. I knew what Donald Trump was from long, long ago.
Sure.
I actually did some events with him. So I went to work there, and I would meet Bernie supporters who said, I'm not voting for Hillary because Bernie got screwed, okay? So I said to them, well, are you going to be happy when all the things that you care about, all the policy that you care about, is completely trash? Well, I'm not voting for her because she's a corporatist, et cetera, et cetera. So now we're doing it again. Biden is running against a rapist, a convicted felon, an insurrectionist, and the Democratic Party is tying itself in knots to decide if they can back a man who is cognitively compromised and 81. So we're doing it again. All you see on the media is every piece is about how terrible Biden has been. Meanwhile, there's nobody else who is, if there was somebody else who was a realistic candidate who was polling so much better than Biden, I could maybe understand it, but there's nobody. So they're spinning their wheels and doing this nonsense, which just, not again. It drives me crazy.
I hear you, and Francisco.
You know, there is one other thing I wanted to say. Louise is starting to use different music. And I wrote a song. I'm a musician here in Sarasota, working for many, many years. I wrote a song, the vote song, urging people to vote.
We'll send it. We're going to break, but send in your vote song. I'm not the song guy. I'm in favor of them. I like music. I think music is good. We should stay in favor of music as a movement. But yeah, send it in. I'm sure she'll listen to it. We'll be right back, right after this break.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
This is the Tom Hartman Show. What's your word of the day? 202-808-9925. Then the big finish.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs Blue and Chewy absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
Andrew Hahn, he is a data journalist, and he maps out in this article what makes Wisconsin great. 96% of Wisconsinites live within 30 minutes of Quick Trip.
Wisconsin is one of those places that has a cultural identity that's unique to this place. And when we tell stories like this, it reminds people that we all come from this place and we all share a goal, genuinely, of trying to make this state a better place.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument, the rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, the sticky melody.
Hey, careful, babe. There's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different. Don't drive high. It's dangerous and illegal everywhere. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
The backseat. Check the backseat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the back seat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Again, we're talking about Julian Assange, villain or hero. Karen from Madison, you're on the air. What do you think?
I studied that Edward Snowden. You know, maybe I don't know as much about Julian, but I'm trying to learn more. And I just want to thank everybody for helping me learn.
Thank you for being open to learning more about issues and delving into them here on the Civic Media Radio Network. That is what it's all about.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Run speed round before the big finish. Ron, you got 30 seconds from Liverpool, Pennsylvania, not to be confused with the place that's now run by the Labour Party. Go on.
Yeah, I'd like to see somebody like MSNBC, instead of just repeating Trump told 28 lies over and over and over again, actually list the lies. Spend a whole hour on it, because it's the same lies he tells at his rallies. I live with two Fox News viewers, and they actually believe his damn lies. They were surprised the next day when I said all he did was lie. We need to list them. We need to get the word out.
Ron, if you'll send into the show, and maybe I've already should have read them, but I have not. If you'll send into the show, sourced, right, so it's not just he said, he said. But if you'll send in sourced stuff, I'll take a look at it. Maybe we can do some of that here. I'm going to keep going with speed round, but I really appreciate the call. Lawrence from St. Paul, Minnesota, you're on the air.
We must give Fox News credit. They are genius, and I'll tell you why they're genius. They've orchestrated this entire thing. Here's how. They know that they know that the Democrats are very sensitive to what's being said on Fox News. So they orchestrated a whisper campaign against Kamala Harris as soon as she took the oath of office.
They started before she took the oath of office.
Before, yes, even before. And they knew Democrats being sensitive to that, they knew that it'll get to Biden, and Biden will say, no, she's not. I'm going to run for a second term. I'll show you Fox News. And now here we are. He's running for a second term. Fox News knew all along he would not be able to run for a second term, and thus we have the current dilemma we have.
No, where you're right on is the anti-Kamala Harris campaign. There was an anti-Kamala Harris campaign. It began before she was sworn in, and that was to put the Democratic Party in a box, to put Biden in a box, to put Kamala Harris in a box, to put pro-democracy voters in a box, and that was their move. Sandra, or maybe Sandra from Omaha, you got 30 seconds.
Well, I think Biden should come on TV some evening and address the American public directly and just say, my goal is to protect and save Social Security, Medicare, your jobs from being sent overseas to the cheapest place that Trump can find, and all these other list of things that American working people depend on, and point flat out, he needs their help to be able to have the Senate and the House working with him to do that job.
Yep.
And just point out to them, doesn't matter how old I am, I know what the risk is.
There you go. Barbara, is it Tompkinsville, Kentucky? Yes. You're on the air.
Tompkinsville, Kentucky, home of Jamie Comer. Okay. My word is hubris. Hubris, the complete lack of humility, and even more than that, actions that are intent on shaming and humiliating a victim for the pleasure of the abuser. And here's what I have to say about remembering to answer the questions with, he who is greatest can get no better. He who knows everything can learn nothing. He who is in love with himself can love no other. He who is without empathy has no limits to his cruelty. Cruelty is the point.
Barbara, Wise words. Thank you so much for the call. Word of the day, hubris. Nick from Huntington, West Virginia, you're our final caller.
My word is unite, because if we don't unite as a Democratic Party, we are going to lose the United States. And that's my word, unite.
Nick, thank you so much. What a great way to finish. We've had words of the day ranging from patriotism to Trump stew to stupidity to its cousin knuckleheads to preoccupied and what is preoccupying us to history and will we repeat it to hangover from the debate, maybe otherwise, obfuscation. Can we agree and disagree, but not just cover over the hard parts, but get to the hard part? Can we cleave to facts? Can we look at sort of the key truths that we need to grapple with and lead from a place of facts? We had the word of the day, which I'm going to try. I'm not going to do it justice. My pronunciation is imperfect, but it was pretty close to, it was pretty close to that. It's not precisely right. Again, I my pronunciation is okay, but it falters from time to time. My Spanish pronunciation is better. My English pronunciation is pretty good, but my guttural noises, they vary. They vary. We had list and lies. I really liked the one. I really liked the word of the day of encouragement, because so much of the discussion can be discouraging. So much of it is intended to demoralize you. When Obama said the words hope and change, and when he fixated on that word hope, there was strategy to it, there was purpose to it, there was intelligence to it. It's because to quell the activist, to quell the change agent, to quell the person who wants to make the world a little bit better rather than a lot worse, eliminating hope is one of the key moves. Can't get anything done, so why should you try? If you think you're trapped, you're trapped. If you think you don't have freedom, you do not have freedom. That just encouragement, just the feeling of love, just understanding you're not alone. There are people here who are with you, who are supporting you, and I appreciate the support you've had for me this week and last. And the last one, unite. We can disagree on the best standard bearer for the White House at this moment, for the Democratic nomination. That's fair disagreement. But at some point, we got to unite for democracy. And I believe we can, because you are the coalition of benevolently irrational, the good people doing good things for no good reason. And you are priceless. Definition of priceless, worth a lot and not for sale. Appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you so much. Be back with you tomorrow. Take care.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you are making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt. That's what you do. It's not your fault. It's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk all things sports with Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporter J.R. Radcliffe. Weather and wine with Brittany Merlot as we head into a steamy week. Join us.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.